With KSJD Local News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Supporters of wolf reintroduction in Colorado have submitted about 211,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office. That's more than 80,000 signatures above the valid signature requirement to take it to the 2020 ballot. The Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund announced the signatures total Tuesday. If voters approve the question next year, Colorado Parks and Wildlife would be instructed to begin gray wolf reintroduction in the western part of the state, a move environmentalists support as bringing balance to the ecosystem. Montezuma County Commissioners approved a resolution in November opposing the proposed ballot measure, drawing on concerns of how reintroduction would endanger livestock and big game hunting. Colorado's congressional delegation has responded along party lines to U.S. House Democrats unveiling articles of impeachment against President Trump. Tuesday's announcement charges the president with obstruction of Congress and abuse of power. Republican Representative Scott Tipton, whose district covers the Western Slope, issued a statement Tuesday saying he plans to vote no. Tipton said it's, quote, time for the sham to end. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett said in a statement that he will likely vote to convict Trump in the Senate, saying the president has stonewalled the investigation at every step. And Republican Senator Cory Gardner has not taken a firm stance on the impeachment inquiry, nor Tuesday's charges. He did join Republican colleagues earlier this year in signing on to a resolution condemning the process, but it never made it to a floor vote. Gardner is up for re-election in 2020. This is KSJD News.